ABC Radio Australia.
We switch our attention to Kiribati. The anti-corruption groups and international bodies are extremely worried about their judiciary after the government moved to expel High Court Judge David Lambourn. It will be in the culmination of a saga that began 2 years ago when the president suspended Justice Lambourn on allegations of misconduct, sparking a judicial crisis that has left the Pacific Island nation without any senior judges. Dubravka Volodia reports.
21 days. That's what Australian David Lambourn has been given to leave the country he's lived in for many years. He's been handed a deportation notice after the country's parliament last week voted in favour of his removal from the High Court. Kiribati opposition MP Sir Yeremia Tabai says it's unacceptable.
We're very disappointed by the action taken by government. There was no real basis at all, you know, for the decision while I was taken. It's all political.
Justice Lambourn is married to the current opposition leader, Tessie Lambourn. The government responded to his legal battle against his suspension by suspending the Chief Justice and the three judges of the Court of Appeal, all of them foreigners. Mr. Tabai is calling on its Pacific neighbours to help address the issue.
What we need to, you know, to ask is for our neighbors in the region to express a view on what is happening now.
International reaction has been strong. The United Nations Special Rapporteur on the Independence of Judges and Lawyers, Margaret Sethwaite, has criticized the government's moves on the judiciary. In a statement, she says Justice Lambourn's imminent deportation is a major setback for the country.
Judge Lambourn was removed after proceedings that violated international standards. He was not allowed to have a fair hearing after almost 4 years of proceedings that have undermined the independence of the judiciary in Kiribati.
The vote in Parliament followed the tabling of a report by a tribunal set up by the government to investigate allegations of misconduct. Of the five allegations against Justice Lambourn, the tribunal found only one constituted a breach of the Judicial Code of Conduct. That breach related to a delay in handing down a written judgment in a case where he had already delivered a verbal judgment. Transparency International Australia CEO Clancy Moore says the move is at odds with judicial independence that is mandated in Kiribati's constitution.
These latest developments are very concerning from a governance and democracy perspective, in that you have a very senior judge with allegations of a politically motivated attack on him being asked to leave the country. This raises questions around the independence of the political system in Kiribati and also the importance of the principle of separation of powers as well.
Kiribati will have an election soon, and Mr. Moore says it could have not come at a worse time.
This is potentially a significant blow on the working of Kiribati's democracy and comes at a time where the country is also facing elections soon as well, and of course the overlay of increasing geopolitical competition in the Pacific between China, the US and allies like Australia as well.
But others disagree. University of Canberra's Faculty of Business, Government and Law adjunct assistant professor Dr. Bal Karma says the issue needs to be seen in a Pacific context.
The government decision is not right or is not wrong, but the government decision to remove the judge in the context of the situation, politically, the judge be seen as politically connected due to the opposition leader being the spouse, that context itself makes the judge's continuing tenure untenable, in that not only would the government undermine his independence, which is critical to any judge, but the public would certainly also undermine his independence.
But he says Justice Lambourn should be allowed to stay in his chosen home.
His ongoing role in the development of Kiribati as a country is still vital. So I think one of the ways that this issue can be resolved is placing Justice Lemburn on cases that doesn't concern the government. So there are other cases, civil matters between individuals and things like that.
Justice Lemburn has the right to appeal the government's deportation notice. Pacific Beat has contacted the Kiribati government for comment.